When I got my little girls from school yesterday, I drove, even though we live less than a half mile from their school. Not because of the topic that this Sharper Point commentary is about, keeping kids safe on their way to and from school. No, I drove because I was lazy and it was really muggy. But when I saw the awful story we brought you this morning about a Chandler boy lured from a bus stop near his elementary school by a man who later sexually assaulted him, I realized I'd talked with the girls on the ride home about when my 9-year-old would be allowed to walk home alone. And I started to think, maybe I'll never let them walk anywhere alone. My logical side then kicked in and said, you know, the vast majority of child abductions are perpetrated by family members or acquaintances. Creepy strangers aren't waiting around every corner looking to do awful things to our kids. So when we had Sheriff Paul Penzone on Arizona's Morning News, I had to ask him, a father with a 2-decade-plus career in law enforcement, how do we keep our kids safe without tipping into crazy, unreasonable fear? His answer wasn't much help.
As a parent, you have to be present. And when we talk about, you know, what is too much micro-parenting, I don't know where that line lies. I just know this. There is nothing more valuable in our lives than our family and our children. You know, if we had a pile of money, we would have no problem putting cameras and safes and all kinds of stuff to protect it. But we'll let our children wander off to school unsupervised at an age far earlier than maybe they're responsible enough to handle their own safety.
I say his answer wasn't much help because lazy me wanted him to tell me exactly what I need to do. Instead, I've got to make adult decisions about the safety of my children, individuals who may need different levels of supervision even when they're at the same age. And let's face it, adulting is hard, especially when I'm making adult decisions for my kids and factoring in how unsafe I was as a kid.